Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the She Did It Her Way podcast. I am so excited that you guys are here tuned in with me today, and I'm so excited to talk about today's topic. It's something that I get really passionate about, and it was something that I was speaking to a one-on-one client about last week, and I wanted to bring this to you guys on the podcast. It's short, sweet, and straight to the point. And so if you've been someone who has been feeling like they've been stuck, they can't just get their mojo back in terms of getting to take action, you have all these great plans, but you just can't seem to get into action. Life happens, things take over our time and energy, and you look back at your week thinking, man, I had all the best intentions to take action, to work on my business, but why is it not happening? And so today, I want to give you 4 specific steps to go, like, to get unstuck and to take action. The step number 1 is what I want you to do is I want you to track your time. I want you to download the Toggle app, TOGGL.com. It's an app and it's also desktop. I want you to download it and I want you to start tracking your time from when you wake up to when you go to bed. What are you doing? What are you doing with the time? How much time? Are you working on your business? How much time are you working in your full-time job? Because what oftentimes happens, especially now, even more so with COVID, is that we spent so much time working from home that it really starts to blend from working on our full-time job to working on our business. And if you have families, you've got kids, it all starts to melt together. So it's really important to bring that awareness and to track your time. Now, if you don't get it, if you don't track your time every single day in the beginning, it's okay. Stick with it. It is a habit. It is a routine. You will get in the routine of tracking your time every single day. Trust me. Now, when I start working and I don't track my time, it feels very weird to me. And I track my time because it also has now become this way to keep me accountable. So get in the habit of tracking your time, because this is going to bring awareness into how you're actually spending your time. And it's also going to allow you to see if you do a lot of context switching, which is if you are working on your full-time job and then switching to do something in your business, to then switching back to doing something in your full-time job, to switching then to doing your business. Every time you switch, you lose momentum. You zap energy and you zap focus and you zap time, because it takes you time and energy to re-engage in whatever task you're doing, especially if you're context switching. So step number 1 is track your time to become aware of it. Step number 2 is make a list of all the things you're doing. And this will naturally happen when you track your time, but you can be proactive to make a list to see what it is that you're doing, how you're spending your time and your mental energy. What are you spending your mental energy thinking about, right? Because energy and time, they are not the same thing. And energy is just as important as, if not more, as time. And what you're doing here is you really want to separate out the stuff and the noise versus things that are actually going to move your business and your goals forward. And what I mean by that is that you don't have to listen to all the podcasts. Now, of course, I hope you continue listening to She Did It Her Way, but I will tell you that consuming so much input and so much content can have a negative effect. And here's why. Is because if your input is taking in all this noise and all this information, you're constantly getting different messages. And you will then, based on messages that you're getting, you're going to constantly pivot and try doing different things. I know all too well seeing people do certain things on Instagram about their launches and then thinking, oh my gosh, that's how I need to do my launch. That's how I need to do my Instagram. And it just is actually noise. And so it's really important for you to protect your energy, to protect your space, and to protect your time. And so it's important to list out all the things that you're currently doing and then decide what's stuff and noise and what are activities and things going to help you that will help you get closer to your goals and moving your business forward. So again, you don't have to read all the books. You don't have to listen to all the podcasts. Like, figure out which ones are most important to you and the which ones that you're going to stick with, and creating that constraint, which is the third one, on how you're going to go about your day. Okay. So number two is making a list and deciding what's stuff and noise and what are things that are going to actually move your business forward and helping you accomplish your goals. The third one is creating constraints. So creating constraints, and sometimes people may think that having rules or constraints might be limiting and not feel very free, if you will. But I have found that having specific constraints has allowed me to have even more freedom. And it also gives you a peace of mind. So having a constraint might simply be not being on your phone an hour before bed, not being on your phone an hour after you wake up. A constraint might be that you're going to pick one coach to work with and you are going to eliminate and omit any other type of content consumption, any other type of strategy. You're going to go all in and focus on that one coach. This is something that I actually did myself. I signed up for a 12-month program. It's a pretty sizable investment and I pay monthly for it. And the beautiful thing about this program, and it's 12 months, is that I've made that investment and that decision. And so I know that all I'm doing for the next 12 months is this coach's strategy and how she implements and how she tells you to grow your business. That's it. I have deleted all podcasts off my phone, off my iTunes app, except an astrology one and a personal development one. That is it. I don't have any business podcasts. I actually am not reading any business books right now, simply so I can free up mental space. And that is just a constraint that I have decided. Other examples of constraints in your life are simply not going on Instagram and mindlessly scrolling, or giving yourself a limit as to how much time you are going to jump on Instagram, or deciding ahead of time when you're going to go on Instagram. So it's really leveraging and saying, putting a constraint of how much time, and it doesn't mean just for Instagram, it can mean for other activities. It could also be a constraint of actually when you are going to do a said activity. So for example, with now, like I said before, working from home, people are seeing their lives really blended together because there is no hard stop and start to working full time to then working on your business. So it's really important for you to decide ahead of time, okay, putting a constraint in and saying as best as possible, obviously things can change, but being really intentional and holding yourself accountable to saying, these are the times that I am working full time, like on my full-time business, or excuse me, in my full-time job. And then these are the times, this is the hour that I have carved out for the day to work on my business, and really defend those times that you put on your calendar and stay accountable to it. Because if you can't defend the time that you've carved out, who else will, right? Now, again, things come up and things change, so we have to be flexible, but we first have to lead with an intention to set those constraints and do the best that we can and hold ourselves accountable in those moments. The fourth one is that what often happens when I find not only my clients, but myself, when we struggle to take action is because of a few different things. One, there isn't a detailed list written out, number one, so the specificity. And number two is how much time it's going to take you to accomplish that goal. Okay. Even if you have an hour to work on your business or 30 minutes, I want you to be as detailed as possible as to what you're going to accomplish and what you're going to do during that time frame. So let's take an hour, for example. If you simply just write, you block off 5 to 6 p.m. and say, work on my business, that will definitely inspire procrastination because it isn't specific enough for your brain to know what it needs to do. Your brain loves specificity. So the more specific you can get with what you need to do with the time that you have, your brain will then reduce the possibility of wanting to procrastinate. If it's vague, it doesn't know what to do, and it's way too easy to procrastinate. And I know this all too well. I used to do this when I was working full-time, working on my side hustle. It was work on my business, and then I'd get home from my full-time job after working at Target for 10 hours a day on my feet and think, okay, I'll just do it tomorrow. And so every day I was procrastinating taking action. So the more specific you can be with your to-do list or your list of things and outcomes that you want to get done, the more likely you are to take action. It is insane of how much the likelihood increases. And this goes even for like stuff around the house. If you want to fix a leaky faucet, instead of just saying fix a leaky faucet, write down the actual steps. Maybe you need to research someone to come in to fix the leaky faucet. So maybe researching someone is one of the tasks that you have to do. Maybe the other task is watching a YouTube video. So break it. Maybe the other task is then going to the store, Home Depot, figuring out what you need to buy. So whatever it is, the more you can break down that task, the more likely you are to get it done. The second piece and the part of number four is time stamping. This is huge. So if you have something that you're saying, okay, go into my Facebook group and welcome my new members. If you're already overwhelmed by things going on in your full-time job and you look down and you say, and you see, go into Facebook group and welcome new members, your brain immediately may go into overwhelm and overdrive and think, oh my gosh, that's too overwhelming. That's going to take so much time. Like, it's going to give you all the reasons and excuses to procrastinate. And so you may, right? But if you write down actual amount of time it's going to take you to do that, which is probably 5 minutes or less, your brain can't freak out. You're almost telling your brain ahead of time, like, hey, this is only going to take 5 minutes. Calm down, right? Same thing when it comes to doing taxes, which I know this all too well, because I would think that if I didn't have an entire day to do my business taxes, that I somehow couldn't get them done that day. And in reality, it would take me an hour and a half to 2 hours to sit down to make sure to go through my books, my bookkeeping, and then send them to my accountant. So thinking that it's going to take all day versus really only an hour and a half to 2 hours is such a big difference of getting yourself into action. So even if you have, again, that hour that you can spend working on your business every day, write down in specific detail what it is that you need to do, and then put a timestamp in terms of how long it's going to take you to do it at the end of it, so that you can really rest assure your brain, and so your brain doesn't freak out and want to procrastinate, okay? So again, the four things to do to get yourself unstuck and take action is 1, track your time; 2, make a list and be really aware of what is stuff and noise, and what is actually moving your business forward and what can you eliminate. And then 3 is putting in constraints in your schedule, starting with simple things of not being on your phone an hour after you wake up and an hour before you go to bed. That's a simple one. Also a constraint of what podcasts you are not going to listen to and what books you're not going to read. How can you eliminate the input that's coming in so you can have more space mentally, physically, to create and to stay focused on your business? And then 4 is whatever amount of time you choose that you want to work on your business every day, write down that specific list. And it's okay that if it's the same thing every single day, which I'm going to talk about this in just a minute, it's totally fine if you write down the same activities every single day, and writing a timestamp behind it is 4, okay? And the reason why it's totally fine to have the same activities every single day is because focusing on the daily actions will then in turn take care of the result itself. And a simple example of that is if you're ever trying to lose 5 pounds or you're trying to build more muscle, if you are so fixated on, I want to lose 10 pounds, I want to lose 10 pounds, I want to lose 5 pounds, that you forget about what actually gets you to losing that, then it doesn't matter. We can be so fixated on how much money we want to make in our business or when we want to quit our job. But what matters the most are the actions that we're taking every single day, putting our head down and focusing on those actions and being confident and trusting that those actions will take care of the result at the end for itself. And that is so important. And releasing the how. I was talking to a client a few weeks ago, and we've all been there, and I have certainly been there, that when you think about what you want to recreate in your life, in your business, and you see it a year out or you see it 18 months out, you're thinking, okay, but how do I do this? How do I do this? And then when you get in the how, that's really when you get restrictive and you start to feel this resistance in your chest. Because if you can't see the how, then you are going to, your brain is going to be like, well, what's the point anyway? Like, I don't know how to get there. Or if you think that because your business isn't where you want it to be in 18 months, where it is today, you think, what's the point? And the truth is, that's why we have to stay focused on two things. One, our vision of our business, and two, the daily thing, the daily actions we're doing every single day, because then the result will take care of itself. The other piece of this is you cannot judge your results today or base your next step on the results today. You have to base your next steps on your future self and on the life and the business you want in the future. Because what happens too often, and this is why I have a 12-month group coaching program. It's called Coach Her Way Academy. You can learn more about it by heading to shedidherwaypodcast.com and clicking the work with me. It's always open enrollment. It's 12 months long and it's an amazing program. And the reason why it's 12 months long is because I have found that working previously with students, that anything that is a short amount of time, 6 weeks or 8 weeks, isn't a long enough time for the type of coaching that I want to do with clients, isn't a long enough time to really not necessarily see results, but to carry people through the times and the low points or we'll call them low points of when things don't work out, right? Because when you go through a launch, when you're in your business, when you put an offer out there, when you put an opt-in and no one signs up and it's crickets and no one's engaging with you, it's way too easy and too vulnerable for you to think to yourself that, okay, it's not working. I'm not meant to be a business owner. This clearly, you know, it's just not meant to be. And the truth is that it just hasn't been enough time. And there's things that need to happen before X, Y, and Z happens, right? And so that's why this program, Coach Her Way Academy, is 12 months, because I want to be with the students through the highs and through the lows to get them to commit to a longer term time frame of 12 months rather than just 3 months. Because what happens is that you're going to go out and try something and it's not going to work, and then you're going to retreat. And so this is why it's so important that when you do the things that you do in your business and life, to not judge your results today or base your next steps on today's results. Because what you need to stay focused on is knowing that you're creating an engine, knowing that the vision you're holding in the life that you desire with your business and your life is possible and it's out there. And we just have to stay committed to that vision. Okay. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast episode. I'm actually really enjoying these short, like quick ones that are 15, 20 minutes. And it's just so fun to hop on here and chat with you guys every single week. And I love this stuff. And so I want to invite you in a couple different ways. One, check out Coach Her Way Academy. If you go to the shedidherwaypodcast.com website, and you can check it out, read about it. If you're interested, I'm doing 20-minute consults. We can just have a conversation about it. The other thing is we have our free private Facebook group, Her Way Community. So you can check that out at shedidherwaypodcast.com/HWC for Her Way Community. And I would love for you to join me over there. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of beyond the podcast. It's where other women and listeners who are tuning in are coming together in this Facebook group to connect with one another. So I would totally invite you to come over there. But until next time and next week, I hope you have an amazing week, and I will talk to you then. Until next week, keep doing it your way.
If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidherwaypodcast.com, where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.